pray. Oh God, may we feel your ever-renewing spirit, renewing our lives, present, moment by moment, and blessing us in every way. Amen. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Well, with all the corruption and pain and violence and environmental degradation, climate effects, we certainly could do with a new earth. But why a new heaven? I always thought heaven was something perfect, something you couldn't improve upon. So why a new heaven? Well, while we ponder that question, let's think about the book that this comes from, Book of Revelation, and its writer, St. John the Divine. John was banished to the island, the small rocky island of Patmos, in the Aegean Sea by Domitian, the Roman emperor. And this was about near the end of the first century of the Common Era. And on that island, he had visions, which he wrote down in a letter to the seven churches of Asia. And when I was in divinity school, I was taught that this letter was written to the seven churches because they were enduring persecution from the Roman emperor. And this was a coded message of hope. It was coded so that any of the Roman authorities who might come across it wouldn't understand what it was about. I can understand that they wouldn't know what it was about, full of bizarre symbolism, golden lampstands and fantastic beasts and a lake of fire and a battle and a warrior lamb who ultimately wins the battle. But subsequent scholars have said the mission wasn't so bad. The persecutions weren't really as bad as was originally thought. And that this letter was actually a letter of exhortation to the Christians in the seven churches. An exhortation to resist being assimilated by the society in which they live. Now, I can see the relevance of that to today. We know through the centuries, the church has always been tempted to ally itself with the ruling powers. And we can see the results of that in a church that often has a great deal of wealth, sometimes political power, rich robes for the clergy and so on. It all echoes that idea of Christ as king and a kingly idea. And through the centuries, there have been attempts to return to the simple message of that itinerant Jewish rabbi, Jesus, about God's love. We can think of the Puritans, the Anabaptists, or that big change in the church, attempt at reform, the Reformation. And this year, 2017, is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's attempt at reform. Of course, I always think that Jesus himself was a reformer and reforming the Judaic faith. So, what about this idea of a new heaven? I was surprised to learn that this wasn't the first mention of a new heaven and a new earth in the Bible. It's actually mentioned in Isaiah, written 800 years before. A new heaven and a new earth. So, I've got three answers to the question, why a new heaven? The first one would be that John the Divine was trying to emphasize the creative power of God. God could create anything, even a new heaven and a new earth. But a second idea is that perhaps he was getting at a new idea of heaven, not as a place of reward for good people, but rather a fulfillment of our relationship with God. Well, a third answer I came across in a book by Eckhart Tolle. How many people have read Eckhart Tolle? A few? A couple? Okay. Eckhart Tolle was writing about the bad effect on our lives of our egos and awakening our consciousness of who we are and what we're about. His book is called A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And he wrote, "The foundation of a new earth is a new heaven, awakening consciousness." A new earth and a new heaven is arising within you today. Did not Jesus say to his disciples, "Heaven is here within you"? When I turned on my computer this morning, there was a quote from Diana Butler Bass. And what she said was, "What will change the future is the committed communication that God is love, a love that transforms how we believe, what we do, and who we are." And so a new heaven is a consciousness, an awareness of God's love and presence with us daily, making us aware of the injustices and evil in our society and provoking us to transform ourselves and our society. May God strengthen our hearing this message from St. John the Divine, and may the new heaven and the new earth be born in us today. Amen. So be it.